This is just between you and me, okay?
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, well, I hear you, but if it's that intense, I'll need a solid buzz to think clear.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance Dell back together as we head into what could be a tumultuous day here on the show. We shall see. Nate Griffin is joining us as well to get the reaction for Channel 26, and we're going to go on in just a couple of minutes here. But this Roberto Osuna story, Lance, has hit.
Well, tell people what happened.
The Twitter
had, don't know
has hit Twitter. Well, Roberto Osuna is a Toronto Blue Jay reliever, a closer who was spectacular, was, and the Astros have traded for him. And he's
so the Astros. You're saying the Astros needed a closer and they got a closer.
They got a
is
closer.
That the story?
So exactly what happened.
That's the story.
That's not really the. And here's the rest of the story.
Oh. Okay.
He's serving a 75-day suspension. But the problem with this one is we don't know a lot. We don't know a lot. And that is the problem here. Because we can't assume it was Ray Rice or Danny Vasquez who was beating his girlfriend up and down the stairs at the minor league facility. We can't assume any of that because we don't have any idea. Now, a 75-game suspension will give us some kind of an idea of what Major League Baseball thinks of it.
Are you more likely to assume that? Are you more likely to assume that it was relatively minor? If 75 games means you can assume on one end of the spectrum,
right.
I would think.
Which is the biggest suspension for a pending litigation. So I'm not torn on this. I think it's a horrific move for the Astros. I really do. I'm not torn. I didn't like the Greg Hardy to the Cowboys.
Even without knowing all the details.
I like, especially my favorite team. This is my favorite team, and it's by far my favorite team.
Yep.
And it's a bunch of really good guys. And one of the things that I loved about the Astros was the chemistry and how much they liked each other and how tight they were. And to have this in that clubhouse now is troublesome.
It's going to be challenging because there's really no way around it. The Houston Astros now have Buster Olney said it great. He said, "Look, you've now ceded the high ground."
We are heading now to Channel 26 as we're looking now. Nate is going to join the show with us right here on ESPN 97.5. And he is looking at the camera in his black suit, looking very sharp as usual. And looking and looking and nodding now. And he's nodding and he's looking.
Yeah, it's big-time controversy, Jose and Melissa, alongside John and Lance, and 75-game suspension. And, you know, Dale brought up a really good question before we came on the show. Has the Astros or any other team in, I guess, in Major League Baseball ever come under fire like this nationally?
Has any team come under? Well, I think the Greg Hardy signing by the Cowboys, a lot of people were against
in
it.
In this city.
Oh, yeah. In this city. In this city. Any other team in this city?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, today, I don't know what kind of fire they're really, truly under just yet. Only through Twitter. And Twitter's not really, I don't consider Twitter to be a true indicator. It feels like it is, but that's because it's a lot of voices. We'll find out, Nate, over the next 2 days, though.
Yep.
Because over the next 2 days, you'll really find out what the fire will be like.
One thing I was really disappointed in is Jeff Luhnow and his zero tolerance policy. As soon as I said that, I said, That's ridiculous because if he's an Astro, there's a zero tolerance. But if he's on another team, it's okay. A 75-day suspension guy. Don't say that anymore. Don't say zero tolerance because it's not. There is no zero tolerance here.
So I have to ask you, when you look at this 75-game suspension for this guy, you bring him in. How does this affect your club? We already know Justin Verlander. Look. He was very outspoken about this
right.
thing.
So was Lance McCullers.
Lance McCullers was very outspoken. I want to know what you guys think. Got about a minute left.
Well, Lance McCullers has already said we got to see. We're going to have to take a look at it. Here's the difference is the video. you don't have any video of Osuna, and you had the video of Vasquez, and you can see how horrific it was. It's easy to react when there's video. When there's not video, then it's a little bit more difficult because we don't know exactly. I mean, I've never seen a story like this where there's absolutely nothing on what happened.
I would say, very quickly, one of the reasons Jeff Leno made this move is because of how strong the clubhouse is and how strong the leadership is. And I think he thinks that he can keep the young 23 guy. You know, he's obviously betting on the person moving forward. We shall see. I don't know that he makes this move if he hadn't won a World Series, if he didn't have that currency.
No question about it, guys. We've got to cut it short here. We'll tell you this. If anybody can make it work, it is Jeff Luno. Let's now go to Sally McDonald in the studio to gauge social media reaction.
And we're clear.
I tell you what. I mean, in all honesty, so I've seen this kind of move. I saw it with the Chiefs firsthand with Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill, but here's the difference. Tyreek Hill is a player from West Alabama who had been a transfer from Oklahoma State. He was drafted in the fifth round. People just kind of found out about him. A lot of people found out probably through looking at my draft profile because in the Chad Reader, who does the bio section, you know, he listed a lot of, I think I had something in there too, but he listed the domestic abuse stuff, the arrest stuff, the transfer. And I think it started sparking a lot of people who said, who is Tyreek Hill? And I heard with the Chiefs, they got grilled that day. That day they were grilled on that selection. I was very surprised they even drafted. I gave Tyreek Hill a lower draft grade. I didn't think anyone was going to touch him. And
what about Frank Clark?
Frank Clark, I thought, was extremely egregious. I read all the reports on that one. Frank Clark physically assaulted the brother of the girl who was also assaulted. He was trying to help his sister. He was assaulted. I thought there was no chance that Frank Clark would be drafted inside the first 2 days. Okay, I thought he would be a fourth rounder. Then I come to find out there were multiple, there are at least three or four teams that were considering Frank Clark. I really went through this after the draft and I pieced all the puzzles, you know, the pieces together into a puzzle to find out what's the process that goes on here. And one of the processes, first of all, you're betting on the person. You go do as much homework as you can on what happened. So the Chiefs and these other teams that were interested in either Frank Clark or, for example, Tyreek Hill, you had to go and do all your homework on what happened. You go talk to victim if you can. You go talk to the player. You go talk to people who are involved, the police. You go do every bit of research so you can reconstruct what you believe actually went down. And many times it will align with what happened, and sometimes it will be a little bit different. Go ahead.
If I can pose this question, kind of what you're talking about there. Jeff Luno Club says they've done due diligence at every angle and made sure they've talked with Osuna.
Then that's what I'm bringing up.
Well, and here's one of the things that is a positive in an entirely negative situation is John Gibbons saying what a great young man he is. And obviously this you can refute that. Okay, I get that. He was beloved. This is hated by Toronto, that he was really liked in that locker room. Maybe that played a little bit into this. I don't know. This is a real heat check for the Astros.
Oh, yeah.
This is the ultimate.
Do you think he makes this? If he hadn't won a World Series last year, do you think he makes this?
No.
I don't either.
I don't think so. I think that they sat around and they said, okay, how is this going to – they are so popular right now, not with this 5-game losing streak or 6 of the last 7, but they are so popular in this city that they said, I think we can fade it. They had to. I don't know how they could go into this blindly thinking, okay.
That's not the only thing. They said, we think we can fade it. Number two, they went, and from what I understand, they went and talked to people in the locker room to get a sense, the leaders, to get a sense of how this would go down. And say that they were going to do this deal. They wanted to do this deal, and they got a sense. So it's my understanding that they went and talked to some players.
It's silly.
Yeah, they did their homework on the situation. I don't know. And once again, I brought up the Tyreek Hill situation because the NFL teams. Now the difference is Tyreek Hill was a fifth rounder from a small school, and there was no. this is a closer for a major league team with the longest suspension for domestic abuse for a non a conviction, for a pending charge. That is substantial. And police reports in other countries, oftentimes, and this is the case here, do not have to list all the specifics. They don't have to list it in a report. So it might not be available to you. I guarantee you, if the Astros were doing, the Astros made this trade and they didn't go seek out every specific and do a tremendous amount of work on piecing together what happened, then this organization should be held accountable in an extreme way.
Okay, it'll
but
be.
I am assuming they did, John. Yeah. I'm assuming they did that work, and they do have a feeling for what went down.
Okay, first time he steps on the field at Minute Maid. Is this going to be a Josh Hader thing where they all where it's a standing ovation from the Astros?
Know, they don't know him.
I know they don't know him, but it'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction that he gets when he steps on the field for the first time.
I think it's going to be, here's my guess, half and half. You'll have a smattering of applause, and you will have half of it is going to be booze. That's my guess. It's not going to be wild cheers. I mean, Josh Hader was their guy.
Well, for a half a year.
Their guy. Yeah. Still, they knew him. You've had, this hasn't been a half a day.
Yeah.
You haven't had Osuna. So my guess is that they will, you're gonna hear the negatives. You're going to hear the
This is something that I just can't believe that we're talking about with the Houston Astros, if you want to know the truth, with all of the goodwill, with all of the positive, everything, all the positives, everything that they have done, where they are as an organization in this city to now have this, which will tear a fan base up. I'm not going to talk out of both sides of my mouth. I thought if the Texans would have signed Greg Hardy, I would have been done. I mean, honestly, I can't root LSU with Hill. I was like, you know, and Jalen Mills. I was like, are you guys kidding me? This is terrible. And Les Miles I thought it was horrific, and I really looked at them differently after that. This is going to be difficult for a lot of people to be able to think through how much they love this Astros team, and yet how am I supposed to root for that guy?
What? I don't know that it's going to end up that way. I know it. I know it feels that way now to everybody, and I'm taking a dispassionate look at this. And I saw it with the Chiefs. The Chiefs fans weren't happy, and then Tyreek Hill started scoring a bunch of touchdowns. And this is maybe a discussion of fandom or society in general, willingness to forgive excellence.
Well, that's why Josh Hader was we got a standing ovation.
If this guy starts striking everybody out and doing his job and doesn't get in trouble, people will say. A lot of the same people will say, you know, he's kept his nose clean. Right. They're gonna want to like him. They're gonna want him to.
Well, and again, I think he was well liked in that Toronto locker room, well liked by management and his teammates. That is one thing.
That's what
we hear. And here's the thing. I don't think that they would come out and say that unless they meant
it.
Trying
to deal him too.
Well, that's true. But this is a while ago that they said this is when it just happened. And he said how much he hated this for him because he was such a good kid. Here's the thing is, another thing is, you know, does he learn anything? And if anything like this happens again, then you go, really, Astros, really?
Wow, Jeff Leno is, let me tell you, Jeff Leno has put himself, I'll say this about, this is a separate conversation because but he and Maury, they see numbers. When they see people, they can see numbers. And it's one of the things that make them really talented. Is they can look at a guy, take everything, and they can quantify it. They can say he's worth an 8.7. And that's not a million. That's like out of a scale of 10, Jose Altuve is a 9.1. Bryce Harper's a 9.3. They have ways of quantifying players. But the one area I think numbers guys will always struggle in is they're a little cold. I mean, they're a little cold. And sometimes they may not read the temperature in the locker room or the room. And I think – you know what, Daryl? I've wondered about the locker room stuff before with Dwight.
Now I just finished Astros, but Jeff Luno does take in. Listen, he could have had a lot better designated hitters. They listed the guys that he was looking at a third of the price of Beltran, and he took Beltran for one reason: the locker room.
I don't think that means that he doesn't have a sense of the locker room because clearly he does. Look at this locker room. But I do think when it comes time to make a decision like this. You have to have somebody who takes emotion out of it. And the only way you get there on Osuna is if you've taken your emotion out of it and you look at this as a business proposition to help you win baseball games. No. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's it.
That's the only way you get there with something like this because, you know, once again, and this is the part that's not going to be – this is the part that's not going to be popular. We don't have information. I scoured the internet to find any details.
Nothing.
Did you find anything?
Nothing.
I had to start making phone calls to some baseball people, and they said, look, the details are not going to be out there because in Osuna's country, it's not going to be listed in police reports. So the only people who have those details are going to be the investigators and probably the Astros who have done that work. Did they need this? They needed this in a big way from a baseball standpoint. Is this going to hit them? If Osuna wins, this is not going to hurt them. I'm telling you, it's not going to hurt them. If Osuna does poorly or has another issue, this is a massive blow to Jeff Leno. Yeah.
Well, here's the problem.
And I'd like to redo the GM power ratings, the polling here on the show, if you guys want to do that.
Here's, 715. ESPN 97.5. It's something that, on the other side, something that Buster only talked about, and we will get to next right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, we've got to talk about HRP. HRP is a company that is it's growing leaps and bounds. It is a national company now. I mean, they're doing all over the country. They're doing HR and payroll, and they're doing benefits, and they're doing Affordable Care Act, and they're doing taxes, and they're doing everything. And it's unbelievable. It's a Houston-owned and operated company. Mike Holly played football at the U of H, and if you're a U of H fan, you really want to get it with this company. But here's the deal: is they're so good at what they do, and economically speaking, this is the way to go. We were with another payroll company, and they just were our business is different than when we started. We want to get the reduction that you should get with more employees. And that's what HRP does. It's not cookie cutter. Every business is different, so they'll have a program just for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I don't know, Larry. Larry E. says, overreact much, Granato? Is this an overreaction? I don't know. This is my favorite team, and I don't want him to have a guy who's serving a 75-game suspension.
Well, what have you said that's an overreaction?
I don't know. I would much prefer watching a team that I could root for, guys that I can root for. And you know what? If they win, I know this team has made it clear they want to win. Okay, and they have right now. This is the ultimate heat check because there's a war going on between Astros fans about whether or not this is a good thing for the team. Hey, some people, I don't care. I don't care what he does. He can throw. He can close games. All right, I'll take him. And other people are—I don't know. I've always been. I want to be able to. When I go to the park, I want to be able to root for all those guys. And I loved last year. One of my favorite teams of all time. And I didn't know one guy. But just watching the way they played, the excitement that it seemed they brought every single night, the enthusiasm, the nuts that they displayed, where they didn't care who was on the mound, they were going to hit them. All of those things. That combines to make it, you know, that was one of my favorite teams of all time was last year's Astros team. And it's not, it's harder now. It's harder to root for this guy because of, one of the problems, again, is we don't know what he did. it would sure would be nice. If it's a, if it looks like the Danny Vasquez video, what he did, then I would never, I would say I'm done.
That's why I get so, this is one of the things I get so annoyed about. I mean, you know, I'm trying to take an analytical look at this. And if you read Twitter, Twitter's just going to be emotional stuff, one way or another. And the people that, like, I can't get there on either side because I don't have information.
Yeah.
I don't have details. I don't know. I went looking for everything I could when this became a reality. And I'm seeing these strong things. You are, I don't know.
I don't know I either.
Wish if there was any video, if any video surfaces, I don't think there's going to be any video to surface.
Two things. Well, Buster only said yesterday, he said, the Astro, one of the things he said was, just now, was how ridiculous the zero tolerance policy is. And Christina said the zero tolerance policy comment came across incredibly callous and tone deaf.
Yes.
And I agree. As soon as I saw zero tolerance, I said, no, that's not zero tolerance. That's zero tolerance is zero tolerance. And you have a tolerance now because you just hired a guy. So you don't say you have zero tolerance because you don't. Buster only said this: the Astros must fully own their choice to take Roberto Osuna, no matter what details emerge in his case. They cannot hide behind "we didn't know." And I agree with that. I agree with that in that if you didn't do your due diligence, and now Jeff Luno said we did our due diligence on this and blah, 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 blah. Okay, then whatever happens here, if it becomes hideous and insidious what this dude did, then you decided to make a deal with the devil, and you have to own up to that, because you can't say we didn't know. Why did you even do it in the first place if you didn't know?
Let's say the Astros, for whatever reason, see it in degrees, and they see, and they have the information that we don't have, and they say, yes, there was an incident. It consisted of a yank of the arm.
Yeah. Okay.
Where does that change?
Yes,
the way
it changes
you feel?
Things drastically. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely, it does. But wait a minute. But the counter to that is, why would baseball give him a 75 game suspension?
We have JR, who I guess he can ask this question.
And I saw his question. Let's get JR in here, and he can ask this question. Hey, JR, how are you?
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up?
My question is this, right? So if this is a position player, when you look at it, you're like 75 games. That's a lot of games. But how much is inflated because he's a pitcher, right? It's usually like a 3-to-1 ratio, right?
Yeah.
So normally, if you look, it's really a 25 game suspension, but Major League Baseball made it 75, so he'd actually serve the 25 game suspension.
I think that's very likely.
Well, here's the deal: is he's a reliever, though. He's a closer.
Oh,
and you could use him every other day.
I mean,
it's not like it's a starter that you only use every 5 days.
Well, but a 5-game suspension, isn't it usually for starting pitchers a 5-to-1 ratio?
Not usually 5-to-1, but much longer. It's longer.
But for a reliever, you could say, well, I mean, if this were 3-to-1, you're looking at a 25-game suspension. If it's 2-to-1, you're looking at a pretty substantial suspension, though, JR. So, yeah, I would say that it is taken into account that he's a pitcher, but I don't think it's – yeah, John's probably right. It's not the same ratio as a starter.
Yeah. Your starter is usually 5-to-1, right? But a closer, you're looking at a 3-to-1, 2-to-1, right?
So maybe so.
25 to 40 games.
That's hard to say. You would have to ask Major League Baseball how they look at it with a closer.
Worst case scenario, you basically, even as a pitcher, you're saying, even if you did pull the ratio game, you're saying we're taking them out of at least 20% of the season.
Yeah.
Probably closer to
25. Jose, this is stupid. You have an issue with Osuna, but condone and follow Catholic religion, who does nothing to the masses of priests who sexually abuse kids. Makes no damn sense. So because I'm Catholic, I should condone hitting women. That's stupid, Jose. That is stupid.
Do you condone? So I'll ask you right now.
I don't condone a priest raping kids, okay? Those were priests who were about as bad people, human beings, as you can find. They're bad human beings in every aspect of life, okay? Sorry. But my religion has nothing to do with this and condoning hitting women.
Right.
And how I should root for my teams. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. That's stupid, Jose.
I don't Look, I want Dell to get back. What were you talking about, the difference between an arm or whatever?
Well, I mean, I don't want to put this into degrees, but as far as how you're, some people will justify and rationalize how they feel about this trade or this player if he's on the team, how is it no matter the physical contact, screw him, he shouldn't be, I don't want him an Astro, or will, if we find out, let's say, I don't know how to, I don't,
yeah,
push,
no,
a
no,
push.
No.
Let's say it's a push.
Yeah, no, I think there's absolutely levels to it. There's no question. There's levels to DUI offenses. There's levels to drug offenses.
Absolutely.
There's absolutely levels to it. We all know that you can be arrested for anything. If somebody charges you, but he's suspended now. Right. So I think we're all working off the assumption that it's much more serious than a pull of the arm or a push down onto a couch or something like that.
I only really bring it up
because, I don't know if it's, what was Vasquez's first name?
Danny Vasquez.
I only really bring it up partly because of what just happened in Tennessee. A.J. Johnson, is it? The two linebackers who pretty much lost their professional careers.
Oh, yeah, that's and right. What happened? I don't even know what happened.
They weren't
exonerated?
Exonerated. Not guilty of rape. You remember these, at least A.J. Johnson was a guy who was going to get drafted.
I was writing them. There's the very first year I did draft stuff, and I was told, you can just stop. And I was like, what do you mean I can just stop? He goes, here's no chance this guy gets drafted. But I think that was the stuff they had behind the scenes was kind of dangerous.
The only issue is this. Here's the problem: is that the only thing we could go off is the 75 games. Major League Baseball knew something about this, where it was the longest ever suspension.
And I only bring it up because, well, the people in Tennessee charged those two with rape,
That's true.
It turns out, well, there. If you go into the details of the case, it's a pretty shady incident anyway. But it appears, at least according to a jury, it wasn't rape. So that's the only reason. Well. Major League Baseball has their evidence. Well, the DA had their evidence.
Well,
now
domestic abuse is that's one that's going to, just like rape, where it's hard to, once it gets stuck on you, even if you're exonerated, because let's remember, he's served a suspension while this is pending. We'll see what happens with Osuna. But when you get that put on you, the retraction or the exoneration is never as big as the initial charge and all the stuff. We saw with the Cowboys with the White House, with Eric Williams and the offensive linemen that were in trouble back in the 90s initially. But this is one, like, I even hesitate even saying that stuff because I just don't think Major League Baseball would have taken this strong of steps.
No.
Even with the Me Too movement, even with them being careful, I think they had enough information probably. But once again, everything we say today, me or John, or anything you guys say on Twitter, or anything you guys say on the phone lines, I just want to stress that we don't have the details about what happened, whether it's really, really bad or not as bad as people are acting like. We just don't have them. And it pisses me off because we all are going to have emotional responses, and we're not going to get the details. I don't think we're ever going to get the details, to be honest with you. And I wish we had some details on this thing.
Yeah, we will. I'm pretty sure.
You think we'll get details?
At some point, something's going to come. Yes, I think we will. I think only if
the Astros leak details. If they feel like it's in their favor, they probably are going to want to leak them to national writers so they can get it out.
Yep.
Because you're not going
to get that would be nice, because right now I would imagine they're getting it's an onslaught over there with phone calls and upset.
And that's a fun team and a World Series champ that's beloved in the city, and it's an onslaught.
Right. All right, 7:30 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about GimmeTheVin.com. GimmeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf. That is his company, and what he does best is he buys cars. He buys your car at a better price. He gives you more money for your vehicle than you will get from your dealership. He's guaranteeing it. He says if he can't beat CarMax's offer, he'll give you $100. Okay. And he says every once in a while he buys a couple thousand cars a month or what. It's stupid how many cars he buys. And he's out there buying and selling, and he does this better than anybody. And yet he still is able to give you the most for your vehicle. And he does it all the time. And you tell him what CarMax is offering, and he's going to beat it. And he's going to take that vehicle, and you're going to get more money. Why get less money for your vehicle? And, oh, by the way, you can still do that deal through your dealership, no matter who it is. He'll still do it through there. So all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com and at least get an idea of what your car is worth at GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Luno said that he talked to some players on the team about the trade. Did he reach out to you about it?
He did not talk to me personally, no.
What's your reaction to getting this in?
It's a tough, tough situation. I think the thing for us to remember here is that, you know, the details haven't come to light. We don't know the whole story. Obviously, I've said some pretty inflammatory things about stuff like this in the past, and I stand by my words. I think with an ongoing case as is this one, it's kind of to see what happens. But it'll be interesting.
That it's even difficult in that locker room. That was Justin Verlander, and it's even difficult for them to talk about. So it is. This is a tough situation. This is a difficult situation.
You know, John, you're also not going to potentially know the truth with all these guys. Like, as teammates, they're not going to blow guys up. So, but there are going to be some guys in that locker room who are just not going to be okay with this. And they might not say it publicly. And some people might say, like Lance McCullers, I don't know about it. But you may go to Lance McCullers, and if Lance McCullers doesn't blow him up, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. You said you had this to say about Vasquez, but you don't say this about Osuna. And just like you could look at, because there was a but in there, you could look at what Verlander says, and even though he said it's an ongoing investigation, you could say, boy, he took a hard line on Danry Vasquez, but is it Danry or Danny?
Danny.
It's not Danry?
Vasquez. It's okay. Danny.
But you don't take the hard line here. Verlander told you what you need to hear as a teammate. He could go back home to Kate Upton and just blow this guy to smithereens. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can tell you, as teammates, they're not going
to
do that.
I'm surprised Luno didn't talk to Verlander about this, because Verlander was very outspoken about Vasquez.
I already went and talked to guys in the locker room, and if he's not one of them, then that's pretty shocking.
Yeah, that is shocking. Apparently he didn't.
I would assumed he did.
He didn't. Yeah. All right, let's get some calls in here, because they want to. We want to hear from you. What do you think? Jeff is here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. So, first things first, John, I keep hearing you want to see video. Video doesn't matter, okay? He was charged. Officers clearly saw something to make him want to make a rich man go to court. So it was probably moderate amount of domestic violence there. It wasn't a push or a pull, but it wasn't full-on, violent assault. It's probably somewhere in the middle there. And then the second thing, baseball has a suspension because of the NFL. If the NFL didn't have their issues making the other leagues take a stand, I bet Ozuna's only suspended 25 games. But the third thing, we should have gotten Kelvin Herrera for peanuts. In my opinion, we should have gotten him for peanuts. Nationals are selling everything at a fire sale price. We could have given up probably our 12th and 18th overall prospects, and we never have this situation. And I think to resolve this situation, I think this is kind of one. I also want you guys to talk about the Herrera instead of Ozuna, but this also, to resolve this, I think Ozuna is still married to the woman he had this issue with. He needs to talk in front of the entire team and tell them what happened. In my opinion, if this was my teammate, I would want to say, hey, you need to tell everybody what happened. We need to know.
He's going to.
And then I want to hear the spouse say, I forgave him. You need to forgive him too. Because at the end of the day, if the spouse who went through all of this forgave him and talks to the team, I think that will go over so much better with the team than if they don't tell the team anything. I'll let y'all talk.
Yeah. You know, Ray Rice, it was funny. She went out and she stood behind Ray, and yet he wasn't able to work. Ray Rice wasn't as good anymore. If Ray Rice was running for 5.5 yards per carry, he would have found a job somewhere. Osuna's really still good, and so Osuna is going to pitch again, and he's probably going to be cheered, whereas Ray Rice, not the video doesn't. While Jeff, you say that, the video makes a huge difference in this society.
What you should have said is the video shouldn't matter. We should still you know, because I would agree with you. We should take domestic abuse seriously without video. But like you said, you know what's amazing? I to this day, Chris Brown beat the piss out of Rihanna. Mm-hmm. I mean, just beat her up, and yet he's still cheered by fans. Mm-hmm. They're fans who will go after you. I don't get that. I don't understand. And you had video. You didn't have video, but you had pictures. Mm-hmm. You had pictures of what happened. And Chris Brown, we're good. Well, no problem. People still go out.
He got co-signed by the. You talk about what Jeff brought up. How the spouse, you want to hear from the spouse if he was a teammate, he got co-signed by Rihanna. They did a song together.
You're right.
And she said, it's none of your business what happened.
That's right. And it gave his fans.
An out.
And that's the one thing is what sometimes I do agree with Jeff. I do think the spouse talking to the Astros probably would actually be more powerful because it does give you an out. There are also a lot of times where girlfriends and spouses and are the biggest enablers you're going to find, or they are afraid or whatever. I'm not saying that's the case right here, but we know that to be true. History tells us that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to press charges. Nothing happened. It was my fault. I actually beat myself up. I got into a fight with another woman. We heard that one, too. And by the way, I've been digging around in league circles. No one believes Reuben Foster's story, but he's still not, you know, going to get in trouble because that's out there. That's it. He is going to talk to the team. From what I understand, there is going to be a reckoning where he is going to talk to the team and the team is going to be able to talk to him and say their piece. That has to happen. You can't have it fester. That's a non-starter. You've got to be able to let those guys in that locker room, because that's a strong locker room. You know, for lack of a better word, ask questions and take their shots. They got to be able to get everything out there, and he's got to be a big boy and deal with it. It's the Astros. He's the Astros player now. If they don't come around on him, like, I'm interested to know who Jeff Leno talked to.
Correa. Correa said Altuve. The only player he talked to. According to Chris to the E, the only player Correa said. I didn't see Correa say this. Did you see it anywhere? I didn't see this.
Chris is intern, Chris, right? I think so.
So he says Correa said the only player that they talked to was Altuve. I think that's kind of silly. They should have talked to Verlander and McCullers because they were so outspoken about Danny Vasquez.
Those two, you got to talk.
You would think so. Let's get Patrick in here.
Springer. I don't know the hierarchy. I know that I've heard that Tuve is the dude, but man, that requires more than one guy.
Yeah, right. You would think. Patrick, what's going on?
Yeah, guys, a few things on the Asuna trade. First of all, I think it takes a little bit of the charm away from this team. I mean, for me at least, the Astros seem like this, you know, group of friends that it was this innocent, we want to win, we love each other, we're here for each other, so let's go out and get this thing done. And now this trade just kind of makes it seem like winning matters more than, you know, your reputation, or matters more than anything else, really. And another thing is, like, I understand, you know, wanting to keep things in the locker room. I understand wanting to be a teammate. But I personally wish Verlander and others would really just kind of put this guy on blast and say, hey, look, you know what? I stand by my words. I don't like this trade. I don't like what it's going to do to the locker room, because it's going to do something in the locker room. You're going to have people who are not happy with this, and it's going to throw them off a little bit, I think. And I mean, what are we doing by being nice? Are we're saving a guy who possibly beat his wife, or saving his feelings by being nice to him? Forget that. Blow him up. I mean, if he did it, he got arrested, he got suspended. I mean, it's very unlikely to me that you get arrested and suspended and you didn't do anything. So, I mean, I just don't like this. I don't like this society and sports. Not you guys, but a lot of sports programs don't put domestic violence on blast as much as we should. It's almost like, hey, you know what? You put up points, or you get wins,
or you do our team good, so we don't care how bad of a person you are. I don't like that.
Yeah. Hey, that you are that's something that comes, and it's difficult for me to as well. Yeah, Patrick, that's about where I am on it. I like to be able to root for my guys. I want to root for good guys. I want to root for a unified team. That's what I said. I said I loved last year's team because of how close the chemistry, the fun they were having, all of the excitement, how they brought it every day. I mean, I just love that. And this changes it. It does.
This is what is kind of unforgivable in some sense. The amount of crap you're taking for the choice you made here with Osuna. Is this because you missed out on all these other guys because you're just too scared to pull the trigger because you're so worried about moving any of your prospects? Is this all? Were you painted into a corner?
Or was this?
Or is it? Or, even or worse, is it is because
you
guy?
Got him? Or you got him on the cheap because of all this stink on him?
Cost you what? Paulino, basically.
Because Giles is.
Who is the other?
No,
prospect?
The other guy is actually their best prospect.
Better than Paulino?
Yeah. Not the best. Much better. Yes. Who was the other guy in the deal?
I was told
he was the best prospect.
Oh, I was told the Blue Jays couldn't give Osuna away. Okay. I was told they couldn't give Osuna away. I'm frankly surprised that the Astros gave up as much as they did. Not saying it was a ton. I'm just saying the way it may, I'm a little surprised it wasn't Giles and a kind of a B prospect for Osuna.
Yeah.
The way that it was told to me, they were trying to give the guy away. They couldn't have him there in that team anymore.
Yeah.
That's the way it was told to me. I don't know.
All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here and if you want to give your opinion, you're more than welcome. Perez was the other guy in the deal. And allegedly, I think he was their 10th best prospect. Hector Perez was the third guy, and he is their Perez, number 11 prospect overall, number 4 pitching prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. So, all right, there's that. 747 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 751 ESPN 97.5. Just got a text from a buddy. So do you think that Crane and Luno would have pulled the trigger if it was anything close to Ray Rice? I don't know. Here's the problem is there's no video. Video is damning. They pulled the trigger on Danny Vasquez, that's for sure. Danny Vasquez, though, was a minor leaguer, and you can, it's easy to, if that was one of your best pitchers doing what he did, it's not nearly as easy to go beat it.
Yeah, it is Danry, unless he says it differently. It's Danry.
Oh, it's D.
Yeah,
oh, I read that yesterday. I've always said Danny.
They might call him Danny Vasquez. Uh-oh. I don't know. But I was just, because I remember seeing it yesterday. I'm like, because I thought it was too, and I guess it's, but we know who you're talking about. That was the worst video. You know what? Honestly, that's the worst video I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was worse than Ray Rice.
For an athlete. Yeah. And I haven't seen a lot.
I mean, that, and oh,
it
by the way.
So brutal.
And oh, by the way. That whole she stayed behind him thing, I'm torn. I'm really, really.
But that one didn't.
No.
That one didn't, by the way. That was incorrect information initially came out. She did not. Another girl is standing behind him. It was.
Yeah.
I don't.
There's a lot of times when there's a lot of issues here. One is different cultures have different feelings. And now. And I'm not saying this is it's okay in that society. However, not nearly as many societies are as advanced as we are in domestic violence issues. There's still a lot going on in other countries that is not that is more acceptable. And that's no excuse for him or anybody else, because it is 2018 and you should have some kind of knowledge about these things. And it's not like it's not going on here all the time either. It still does go on here. But it's not nearly as much training or as much information as there is here about it. So I'm telling you, there's a lot in the Middle East and in a lot of places in South America. You're going to find that it's a lot more acceptable. Not only a lot more acceptable, it's what you learn when you're a kid, because you see your father or their father, what they did to women there. So it is a lot more difficult situation when you're talking about people from foreign countries.
Except for the fact that there's a standard here.
That's right.
And if you don't follow the standard here, you don't follow the standard right here.
Just like, it's a lot like the Yuli Gurriel thing. In Cuba, they all say chinito, and they pull their eyes back, and there's absolutely no recourse. There's nothing, because that's acceptable behavior. Here, not so much. Yuli should know. He shouldn't do that. Not that domestic violence is the same thing, but you're not dealing with the same standards in a lot of countries that you are in the United States.
Bradley says, what's the difference between Osuna and what Aroldis Chapman did? New York Yankees get a free pass, as does Chicago Cubs, but Houston condones violence against women? Aroldis Chapman, 2015. Aroldis Chapman allegedly fired gunshots and choked his girlfriend in domestic dispute. This is when he was with the Cincinnati Reds. Fired 8 gunshots in the garage of his Miami area home following an October argument with his girlfriend, in which she told police he choked her and pushed her against a wall. This is all true. This all happened. And you know what? Now, it might have been a big deal with the Yankees at that particular time, or the Cubs, and then subsequently, I don't think the Yankees. And here's why. Because the truth of sports is, when you get people out, when you score touchdowns, and when you make baskets, this stuff is forgotten. And that is the truth. Whether you like it or not, that's what tends to happen. And if Osuna performs well, I'm telling you now, I know you're not the guy, whoever I'm talking to, or you're not the girl who is going to cheer for him, that may end up being true, but we have all seen this. Let's not act like we haven't seen this before. We've seen this before.
I think that there was a backlash, though, for the Cubs. I think that there
might have been.
You know, they're not hearing what we're talking about here, and we're not hearing what they were talking about.
Yeah, but nationally, there was a lot of backlash nationally. And Twitter was around in 2015.
Are you talking about
the trade deadline?
Yeah. Are you talking 16? About? Wait a minute. Are you talking about only today for?
Well, I'm talking about, I don't remember seeing that kind of national backlash with Chapman. Now, maybe I wasn't.
There was commentary nationally. Absolutely.
There had to be.
Yeah, there was.
For the Cubs.
There was. It was an issue. There were a lot of people in Chicago, I think, that had issue. This is our team. This is what we care about. So, you know, in Minnesota, they ain't talking about this. Hey, they ain't talking about Roberto Osuna in anywhere else.
Jeff Leno has put himself in the grease now, because if this doesn't work out, all of a sudden people start saying, Carlos Gomez deal, Ken Giles deal were bad baseball moves. But, you lucked into Verlander. You got painted into a corner with Osuna. You added a domestic abuser. Like, he's putting himself out there. And now he's got to handle who he keeps and who goes in terms of his roster, because not everyone's staying. There's going to be a good player or two who end up going. Jeff Leno, and this move right here is one of these moves that he has made, and I give him credit for making a move that's a baseball move, but what he's done, though, from a personal standpoint, is he's put himself in harm's way right here with this move, because Astros fans are not going to be nearly as free. One thing we do know is people are a lot less forgiving for people who don't perform well, and that's the nature of our society, at least, is very forgiving. Either with time or with performance. You give enough time, people perform. You perform high at a high standard, people go, look the other way. When you're not good, when you don't do well, people will rain down the heat on you. And that's what's going to happen. And I just don't think he needed to get here. Jeff Leno, my problem is Jeff Leno never needed to be here. He never needed to be here. He could have made other moves, John. Yes. He could have made other moves.
Yeah.
You were out while they added Ryan Presley. A good arm to add to the bullpen. I like that.
But Maldonado's depth. That killer closer is something that they really had to have.
They got the closer they wanted, but it came at a much greater price right. potentially than
well, we'll
the
see.
Prospects.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
I mean, really? No, you couldn't have made any Herrera. You couldn't have gotten there with Britton. You couldn't have. There were other guys to be had other than Osuna.
Right.
Is all this right. a value play? Is this a?
I think
because Maury and Luno are value guys. Is this a value play?
I don't know, but because I've seen guys go for the less than the 11th guy and Paulino and Giles. I've seen guys go for less than that.
I mean, Giles is a zero to me. He was never going to do anything for you.
No, but I think other people might covet him.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, he might have. Yeah, you're right. In an individual deal, you might have been able to get something better for him, yeah.
Hey, guys, look, I am a big fan. We went and got some steaks this weekend, and I got to tell you, it was nothing close to what Del Frisco's is doing. The steak at Del Frisco's is as good as you will find. I love the bone-in ribeye. Yeah, they got a bone-in filet, but I'm a bone-in ribeye guy. Holy cow, you want to talk about as tasty as you will not find a better steak in this city. You just won't. And you're not going to find a better deal than the prime pair, either at lunch or dinner. You can get this $59 deal. You get a steak, a filet, or New York strip with jumbo lump crab cake. All right. A jumbo, and this is the real crab cake. Like, it's real crab. It is spectacular. Salad and a side dish, all for just $59. You won't find a better deal in any steakhouse than you will at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. It is spectacular. If you've never been there, got to go. Galleria, right there on Westheimer. You can see it from the street. It is fantastic. In the Galleria, restaurant row facing Westheimer. Easy to get to. Plenty of parking. Even have valet. Delfriscos.com. Delfriscos.com. Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse.